This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Data centers have been eyeing Montana because of its energy and water resources, but one data center company has pulled out of its plans to build in Great Falls, although others are charging ahead in other locations. TAC Data Centers released its option to lease land in Great Falls, a decision that drew some support from conservation advocates, but progress on other data centers in the state has elicited recent praise as well as controversy. Data center supporters say they're a tool for economic development, but detractors fear that they'll increase bills for residential power customers and will be a drain on water resources. TAC Data Centers backed out of its option to lease 569 acres in Great Falls, citing the Great Falls Development Alliance. But representatives with a couple of other data center projects in Montana gave updates during the most recent Legislative Energy and Technology Interim Committee meeting, specifically about water use, and one project was met with enthusiasm by at least one legislator. Beowulf Electricity and Data has the Bighorn Data Hub expansion planned in Hardin, and Sabey Data Centers has a proposed project in Butte. The Beowulf website and its representative described the Bighorn Data Hub as adjacent to and supplied by the Hardin Generating Station coal plant, operating for Bitcoin mining since 2020, although it's not currently running because some equipment is being decommissioned. The plant does plan to expand. Sabey has an option to buy land for a controversial data center in a business park in Butte, and it has until February 11th to close the deal, although local commissioners would still need to approve it. The data centers are controversial because details about them, including deals for energy supply and the higher prices of electricity rates for residential customers, have not been available to the public. Montana's one monopoly utility has been cagey about data centers, too. Northwestern Energy has announced plans to provide electricity for data centers, but it has not provided information about them, including letters of interest requested by the Public Service Commission. In letters to the PSC, a group of energy watchdogs has alleged that Northwestern Energy is moving forward with electricity contracts for data centers in violation of the law, a charge that Northwestern Energy disputes but won't provide evidence about. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is offering new grant funding to help replace older diesel vehicles with cleaner vehicles and reduce harmful nitrogen oxide emissions. The Clean Truck, Bus, and Airport Equipment Program provides matching funds to replace diesel trucks, buses, or airport ground support vehicles with battery electric, alternative fuel, or newer diesel models. Eligible vehicles include school buses, garbage trucks, street sweepers, bucket trucks, and airport service vehicles. The transportation sector is the largest source of nitrogen oxide, or NOx, emissions, a pollutant that contributes to smog and poor air quality. Replacing diesel vehicles with cleaner technology can help improve air quality and public health, the DEQ says. This program builds on earlier rounds of funding in 2021 and 2024, which helped purchase Montana's first electric school buses and street sweepers. For school districts considering switching to electric buses, the DEQ has published a Montana Electric School Bus Technical Assistance Report with information about fuel costs, maintenance, and performance. Funding for the program comes from the Environmental Mitigation Trust, created through the 2016 Volkswagen Diesel Emissions Settlement. Information and applications are available at deq.mt.gov/energy. Final applications will be accepted beginning January 16th through the state's EMACS online system. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.